Friends, welcome to Christmas Eve. We have come through a journey towards the manger. And we are so pleased that you have come on that journey with us. I invite you to have a candle ready for later in the service when we share the light of Christ with one another, even here in cyberspace. As we walk through this service together, there are some favorite carols in there, and I hope you will sing in the places where you are, praising Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, let's turn ourselves towards the manger. I greet you in the name of the one born this night, Jesus, our Emmanuel. May the hope, peace, joy, and love of Christ be with you. The candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. We light this candle because Jesus, the light of the world, was born on this day, and he brightens all things. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old. From angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babel sounds the blessed angels sing. Hastening on by prophets seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace their King, and the whole of world send back the song which now the angels sing.
Let's join together in the call to worship. Holy people, beloved of God, come. Come to follow the way prepared for you. Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. Once again, the earth is surprised at a manger as the glory of God transforms the commonplace. Let us go to Bethlehem to see what God has made known to us. Experience the wonder of God's ways. Kneel in awe before life newly born. Let us bring glory and praise to God for all that we have seen and heard. And let's pray together. O God of angel song, shepherd surprise, stable warmth, and birthing cry, dawn in our darkness, sing through our silence, surprise us with wonder and with joy this holy season. Come to us, Emmanuel. Amen.
God Gave Us Christmas by Lisa Ton Berggren, art by David Hahn.
Mama,
little Bear asked one night,
who invented Christmas? Was it Santa?
No, Mama Bear said. God invented Christmas. God gave us Christmas.
Is God more important than Santa?
Oh, yes, much more important, Mama said with a smile. The next morning, little Cub sleepily climbed into her lap.
Can we go find Santa, Mama? He lives around here someplace, I think.
Santa is hard to find, said Mama. But we could go find God. God is everywhere.
Yahoo! Cried Little Bear. I didn't know we could find God.
Oh, yes, Mama said. We can always find God. Little Cub looked over her shoulder and whispered, Can we leave them at home? Yes, Papa will watch the little ones. You and I can go alone.
Will we go find God? I will see how he gave us Christmas?
Yes, little cub. You shall see how God gave us Christmas. The next morning, little cub and mama filled their packs, kissed their family goodbye, and set off to find God and see how he gave them Christmas. They walked to the top of one mountain and down the next. And up another mountain, where they set up camp. Little Cub was so tired that she went right to sleep. But Mama nudged her while it was still dark.
Mama, why are you waking me up?
Because it's God, Little Cub. Come see.
What is that?
Little Cub asked in wonder as she watched the dancing lights in the sky. That is God at work, little cub. He sent his only son as a baby so that we would know light from dark. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is how God gave us Christmas. The next day, they arrived at a huge lake. All at once, with a mighty roar, a chunk of ice cut away from the cliff and fell into the sea.
What is that?
Little Bear asked, covering his ears and leaning into Mama. That is God, little cub. He's so powerful, he can command the water to freeze and the glacier to melt. He is mightier than any king on earth. And because he is all-powerful, he made Jesus king of all kings.
But Jesus was just a baby. How could he be a king?
All kings begin as babies. God knew he would need someone we could touch and see and smell. Mama paused to sniff little cub's neck, making her giggle, to understand just how much he loved each one of us. Mama awoke little cub again before the sun came up. She pointed to the east at a star that changed from green to red to green again, and shot out in many points.
Is that God again?
Little cub asked, rubbing her eyes. Yes, Jesus is called the bright morning star. He is always with us, and he first came when God gave us Christmas.
But what about Santa? Little cub asked. Did God give us Santa?
Santa Claus reminds us about many good things like generosity and care. But it is God and Jesus that we celebrate most come Christmas. We always want to thank God for giving us Christmas. On the way home, Mama Bear stopped by a tiny flower peeking up from the hard, frozen ground. Oh, you are too early, little flower, she said. Little cub, Jesus is like this flower, God in our world, living where you wouldn't expect him, surprising us. Christmas is a lot about surprises.
Like presents.
Yes, Jesus is the best present of all. And God would have given us that present, even if it was only for you.
Only for me?
Only for you, little cub. God gave you Christmas. Mama and little cub came upon a church, glowing with warm light. Soft voices reached out to them, singing.
What are they singing, Mama?
About the night God first gave us Christmas, when Jesus was born. Tomorrow, is Christmas Day.
Would Jesus come for mean old Maggie the Moose or grumpy old Frankie the Fox?
Little Cub whispered. Maggie, Frankie, any of us. Jesus is a present for everyone, grumpy or happy, mean or kind. God gave us all Christmas. Little Cub was glad to be back at home that night in her cozy bed.
Thanks for showing me God, Mama.
There isn't anything I'd rather do, sweet child, she said with a kiss. Night, night. Little Cub went to sleep and dreamed of bright stars and northern lights, of a king born as a tiny baby, angels singing over him. And woke up to Christmas.
Yahoo! She cried. God gave us Christmas again!
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through to 20. This is the King James Version. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Today, as the sun went down, the season of Christmas began, and it will last for 12 days. At least that's the way it works here in the church. But it's most definitely not the way it works pretty much everywhere else, is it? For many of us, Christmas will be over on Boxing Day or shortly thereafter, and we will likely feel more than ready for that. It seems like every year the signs of Christmas begin appearing earlier and earlier. It used to be that you'd see the decorations start to go up and hear the music of carols trickling into your ears around about the beginning of December. But now, those signs start popping up even before Remembrance Day. Poor old Halloween. I fear that it's about to be eclipsed by the onslaught of Christmas decorations and Christmas shopping and a tidal wave of the latest and best ways to hide that sneaky-looking little elf who will not stay contained to a shelf. No wonder we are ready for Christmas to be wrapped up. We've been getting ready for it for nearly 2 months. It's kind of madness when you stop to think about it. The hype around Christmas just seems to grow more and more every year. Now, I'm really not a Scrooge or a Grinch or whichever cynical, grumpy Christmas movie character fits for you. I'm not. But I am the person who has been tasked with sharing a few thoughts with you tonight. And so I want to suggest this, that Christmas, the real heart of Christmas, isn't about hype at all. Now, I am not a cynic. I love Christmas. And I also firmly believe that the hype isn't all bad. But it does threaten to leave us a little like those folks in Bethlehem, missing Jesus, simply because our lives are so full of other things that there's just no room left for him. That verse, she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. That verse is, for me, both the most beautiful and the saddest verse in the whole Christmas story. Sad because I think it shows us just how easy it is for us to miss him. That wee tiny baby who was entirely human, but who also somehow, in some mystery beyond our ability to comprehend, was also entirely God in human flesh. By God's strange plan, Jesus was born in Bethlehem on a night when it was easy to miss him because the town was absolutely bursting with people. So many that there wasn't a room to be had at any of the inns, no matter how pregnant Mary was. And in the midst of all of that, not one person, not one, had any sense of what Mary and Joseph knew. That their son was also the Son of God, who had come to earth as promised to save us and to save this world. That night in Bethlehem, Jesus' arrival got lost in all of the hoopla around the census. And it's not surprising that it got lost, because in comparison, there is absolutely no hype in the actual story of his birth. The account is not bright or flashy at all. It doesn't stand out demanding to be noticed. It is remarkably sparse and unadorned. It's simple and humble. Now, granted, things did get pretty flashy out in the field when the angels showed up, but even they came to a quiet, dark pasture, not to the middle of town, to a quiet, dark pasture. The guys who weren't doing very much, people who were certainly not expecting anything like that to happen, to fellows who were themselves the furthest thing from flashy you could imagine. And the chorus of holy messengers bathed in light were likely only there for a few moments before they returned to heaven. They did not come to bring the hype. They came, as angels often do, to bring the message. And they did that. The message that told the shepherds about this remarkable baby who had been born and about where they would find him in those simple, sparse, entirely unadorned, humble circumstances. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. The angels were telling the shepherds where they would find the real heart of Christmas. And I truly believe that they're actually bringing us that very same message tonight. So, yes, for sure, things did get a bit flashy out in the fields with the angels. But that was not the case at the manger. At the manger, things were quiet. Things were humble. There was no flash or hype. There didn't need to be. Because at the manger, there was the baby. The baby who was the Son of God. The baby who would show us throughout his life exactly what God is really like. The baby who was himself the fulfillment of a multitude of promises God had made through the great prophets of Israel. Promises that one day God was going to send one who would set right all that is so wrong in this world and all that is not quite right in us. The baby who, because of all of these things, really is the heart of Christmas. So tonight, as we celebrate Jesus' birth and we celebrate all that God put in motion when he came, tonight Christmas begins again. And as it does, my prayer for you all is that over these next 12 days, you might be able to get away from all the hype, even for just a little while, to go in search of the one who lay in the manger. Slow things down a bit. Step away from it all long enough that you might have some space to be able to notice the Spirit of Christ with you. His name is Emmanuel, a name which literally means God with us. And he can be found just by taking the shepherd's lead and making some time to try to find him. You'll know him. He'll likely be found in the same kinds of places he was found on that night. In the quiet, humble, unflashy times. In the moments that may have something of the same sense about them, as we may be about to feel here together tonight as we sing Silent Night. Moments when you get a sense of deep peace or of pure joy or of a brightening sense of hope or most profoundly of being wrapped in absolutely perfect love. Amen.
A little town of Bethlehem, how still we see. Silent stars go by, yet in my dark streets shining the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met. Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us.
today we hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Oh, come to us, abide with us.
Let's pray together. We come to your manger, each of us in the stillness of this night. Here we know our profound powerlessness, and here you are, a fragile, powerless newborn, yet the newborn child in whom we recognize the ruler of the universe. We hear your newborn cry, the cry we've been waiting for, make room for me. Fragile God, born in the night, meet us here at your manger. Meet us as a newborn child meets new parents, come to change our lives forever. Meet us as the newborn who insists that we make room for you, who requires that we reorder our lives to pay attention to you, who demands that we be recentered on the very center of life. Fragile God, born in the night, you come as a tiny light in a vast darkness, yet that fragile and flickering light changes the darkness completely. Fragile God, meet us here in the lighting of our small lights, that we may know your awesome power making room among us as the light that shines in the darkness, the fragile light that the darkness cannot overpower. Fragile God, there is room in our inn. So would you be born in us tonight? Amen. Friends, we have a tradition here at St. Stephen's of taking an offering at all of our Christmas Eve services and directing that offering to the work that goes on outside the church, work that is done by various local agencies who serve so wonderfully in our community. This year, we have decided that all of the monies collected through all of our Christmas Eve services will go to support the work of Oceanside Hospice. So on your screen, you will see information of how you can go to their website to give to them directly. And I really encourage you to consider doing that if you're able. They provide a wonderful, loving service in this community, and we want to support their work. Will you pray with me now to dedicate all of the gifts that people are giving in this Christmas season to God's work in this world? Gracious and generous God, with Jesus' birth came life in abundance. We thank you for him, and in response, we offer these our gifts. Use them to bless the work of hospice, to bring strength and a sense of purpose to those who do the work, and to bring peace and comfort to those they serve. As we open ourselves to you this night, may love be born in us all. Amen. Friends, we've come to the point in the service when we do this wonderful Christmas ritual and we share the light of Christ with each other. So get your candles and join me in this liturgy. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
Silence now.
Friends, believe, for the manger is full and light is now in the world. Believe, for God has become one of us. Believe, for love is born in each of us. Go and believe it is as the prophets have said, and as you go, may the blessing of Christmas, of family, of friends, and of God be with you today and remain with you always. Amen. And Merry Christmas, my friends.